When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Glug, glug, glug!
Let me just put my tongue in this. It's a straw, remember?
The way you drink truly fascinates, and let me be honest, excites me.
That's what hot gobs about, baby. Hey, should we go into some crypts? You got your flames?
I got my flames.
Okay. I got my buzz on.
Hell yeah.
I should let you know to beware.
Shut up. No, I'm kidding. Come on,
each of the crypts, many of the dead will not be restless unless you violate rules within the crypts.
So they'll be resting unless... What are their rules?
Well, each crypt will have... Each family has a different clan, has a different set. Which one do you wish to delve within first?
Well, would you suggest that we speak to the, like, alive, the equivalent of, like, the, you to your clan before going into anyone's crypts? Like,
he's the him to his clan.
Yeah, but there's two other clans that we haven't interacted
Three.
With at all.
Oh, that you haven't interacted with, yes.
That's
yes,
true,
yes.
We gotta get the eggs. Yeah. And the knives.
The eggs and the knives,
family.
That's
how you'd remember it. And while I'm a little annoyed, I actually can't be too annoyed because you are remembering it.
Yeah, we
so,
we
I
spoke,
mean,
we
if
spoke.
It's how
general
you,
store.
If it's how you remember, it's how you remember.
Well, yeah, Veet, would you would you suggest we go speak to the guy in charge of the eggs and the guy in charge of the knives before we just jump straight into the ground?
I could not say with any certainty.
Is there any reason why they didn't sign the letter too? Are they pieces of shit or sons of bitches or just straight up cunts?
A couple of dopeys is what we're asking.
Should we be wary? I could let you talk, but I just keep interrupting.
Me too.
Anyway, how are you, Hot Gob? This has been quite the adventure already.
Hasn't it? Although, to be frank, I'm kind of ready to get underground.
The Torvir clan didn't sign the letter simply because they didn't want to pay for adventurers. They
for a wished, stamp? Oh, adventurers.
They wished to handle this within the clans. So you'll probably experience the most resistance from them. You might.
Are they egg or knife?
They're egg.
They're egg.
Whoa. Didn't expect egg to give off the most resistance, but that's...
And then the True Steel clan.
That makes sense. Why their knife? True Steel. I get it.
Yes. Who run the blacksmithy. What was the question again?
Are they going
to talk to them?
Yeah, are they going to be rude to us?
No.
Did they sign the letter?
Yeah.
Well, the True Steel Clan didn't sign the letter simply because...
They're making knives.
Their clan head has been busy arming the militia.
That makes sense. They're in charge of giving everyone knives so that they can send the dead back to being dead.
Okay, so should we go into their crypt?
So...
Because they'll be, like, busy and maybe not bother us.
Hot Gob, I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to, we could go try and speak to other guys, like the knife and the egg guy.
Okay.
Or we can ask Veet where the entrance to the nearest crypt is, which presumably is next to us because there's a pile of dead bodies, and we can just go straight underground.
I have an idea. Okay, so, like, I like animals. I don't know if I mentioned that because, like, hot girls love animals.
What type of animals? Are we talking horses?
Oh, my gosh, the most beautiful of them. Like, rats. And I'm just wondering if I could perhaps call a rat to me and be like, hey, rat, which one should I go in so I don't have to make any decisions?
Yeah, we'd
can
like
call
to
call a rat.
Use our call a rat lifeline to figure out what to do next.
Sorry, did you say you have speak with? Do you speak with animals? One of your prepared spells?
I think it's isn't it one that I can call them to me? Conjure animals.
Conjure animals.
I can speak with them. Can I do two?
Yeah, I mean you can spend two spells on this if you want. You don't have to though. You can just try to find a rat, and then if you can't find the rat. You can summon a rat.
All right, let me try and find a rat, and then I'll ask it which one I should go in.
You find a rat.
Hey!
It's not particularly hard. There's many of them, like, in the graveyard itself.
Hey, girl.
So you step out into the... You're standing in the graveyard now. You find a rat.
Hi, rat.
You pick it up, and then
hey,
speak
rat.
To animals.
I feel like crunk.
You cast speak with animals, and the rat looks at you.
Mm-hmm.
It turns its head because it's got eyes on either side, so it can look at you squarely with one of the eyes, and it says, "Hey, how you going there?"
Oh my god, I'm going so good. Also, do you know my friend Johnny Tomatoes?
No, I don't know him.
You sound like you're from the same neighborhood. Sorry, I thought maybe.
Hang on, really quickly, because I feel like this is going to come up. This spell only lasts for 10 minutes. So I'm going to set a timer for 10 minutes.
I think this will take too long. Hey,
oh, Rat, how could it?
Okay, Rat, tell me. Hey, I'm Hot Gob. What's your name?
My name is Frank the Rat.
Wow, is the rat all rat's last name? Maybe we will hit to 10 minutes.
No, just mine. No other rat's allowed to be called the rat, none of these parts.
Oh, okay, it's because you're a rat in, like, gangster terms.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's exactly who I wanted to speak to, a rat.
I run the numbers game around these parts.
Yeah, and I want to ask you some questions. I want you to rat on dwarves, if you would. Frank the Rat. Are you catching? What do I sound like to you, Johnny Tomato? Do I sound like I'm speaking English?
Hey, it's really cool to hear you squeak like that.
It would be. Yeah, it would just be squeaking, yeah, from his perspective.
Yeah, I mean, if you're lucky, a lot of people hear me squeak like, okay, because I got creaky knees. Anyway, can you erase that? Anytime when I say it doesn't make sense or isn't funny, let's cut it out. What's
I think
my
you've
spell?
Been very consistently funny.
What's my spell for that? Okay. Hey, Frank. We want to talk to some dead people, but, like, the founder of the dead people. And, like, one is going to be very helpful to us and help us, like, tell us where Billund is. I just had to get to the bottom of this whole mess because Mama needs a drink.
I don't know that name.
Okay. Hey, Rat.
Mm?
What crypt should I go into now with my friend Johnny Tomatoes?
I don't know. Why? What are you looking for?
We're looking for, like, someone, like, we're looking for the dead. But, like, chill dead.
Lady. Gestures around. Yeah, guess what?
But, like, not, like, dead, but, like, chill dead. Do you know, like, dead, like, alive, but chill?
Well, there's a crypt around here. There's a lot of dead running around in there. We can't go in there anymore. We used to get such good meat out of that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I just feel like I've come to find you. And I thought maybe... Have more information.
You want some advice about this one? I know about this one.
Yeah, tell me about this one.
Well,
this is the what's the name? Feet.
Borrowfan. He doesn't know that actually.
Why?
He can't read.
So
he can't read Dwarven.
Yeah. Okay. Go on. But he knows I'm Frank the Rat. Go on.
It's inconsistent. Yeah. Anyway, you gotta keep.
Hey, Frankie!
In the crypt here, I've been told by the rats in town there's other rules for different crypts, but in the crypt here, there's two simple rules.
Okay.
First one is you do not touch the dead. You touch the dead, all of them will have a go at you.
Oh, okay.
Second rule,
Oh, that rule's going to be hard.
Second rule, if you say anything in any language other than Dwarven, they'll have a go at you.
Oh, no. What do you speak, Johnny? Hey, Johnny Tomatoes, you don't speak Dwarven.
No.
What? No, I don't. How's the conversation with the rat going?
Oh, I've got so much to fill you in on. Okay. Well,
I am pretty shocked to just randomly get asked if I speak Dwarven, so I look forward to understanding this later.
Okay. Thank you. It's been very helpful. You can go now. Unless you got anything else for me. Compliments.
No, are you going in all the crypts?
Well, I'd hope not. I wanted to go in one crypt and be like, how do I deal with this?
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, yeah.
Should I go to all crypts, Frank the Red?
What are you trying to do? I'm still not really properly explained it. You've said that you want to go in the crypts.
Okay, you know how there's, like, the dead coming out of the holes?
Oh, yeah, I'm aware. It's a hassle. Makes my job real nerve-wracking.
We want to, like, John Tomatoes is checking his watch. We want to say, hey, Ted, you can go back to sleep. Shh. But it's difficult because we don't know what woke him up. And so I just want to know, how we get everyone to go, shh, nay-nay.
Well, I don't know if being in the, well, I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Bye.
All right, see you later.
Okay, Johnny, I'm going to need another rat. But let me catch you up on everything that we just said.
Okay.
Ready? You got it?
Whoa, it's almost like I heard every single thing that the rat said to you.
I'm very good at retelling.
I'm really glad that you told me in that way so that I also know the two rules and not to touch anything, but also that I cannot speak Dwarven, so if we go into this crypt, I just simply need to shut the fuck up the whole time we're there, or the dead will come back to life. So yeah, it's going to be all of you, Hotgum.
Oh my God.
Any more of them should make you be quiet.
No! Where did that voice come from?
I think it was the dead.
Oh, no.
It was a gust of wind.
So, let's
go into the crypt.
Yeah. Did you find out where the entrance is?
It's just, was that something we needed to know?
No, it's very obvious. Okay. You can see the entrance to the mausoleum.
Oh, never mind. It's over there.
Okay, good. Let's go.
Okay, so now we're at the door.
All right. And V has given you the keys because otherwise you're just going to turn right back around.
Keys?
Walk back. Yeah, there's keys to the mausoleum, to the crypt. Yeah.
But if the door's locked, how are they getting out of the graves?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you could see as well that there are...
Maybe it's like a front door in a potentially far-off land called Australia and maybe in the year 2023, which is probably really far from here, where on a front door there's a lock that you can just open by turning the door handle, but on the outside it's locked.
Why does that have to be specifically 2023 in Australia? Any kind of door that you just pull shut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if it's locked from the outside, maybe you can still open it from the inside.
Once you've opened the door, you can see the locking mechanism can be opened without keys on the other side.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
I was worried that
otherwise
this
someone might get locked in the mausoleum.
Okay.
Well,
just before we open the doors, just a reminder that I can no longer speak. And when you're in here, you have to only communicate in Dwarven, which I will not understand.
You got it. All right, let's go in. No touchy-touchy. Hello, in Dwarven. I'm gonna gesture to Johnny with my hands to follow me this way. Hello, in Dwarven.
And I'm not saying this, but I'm following that way.
Okay.
I'm looking around, but keeping my mouth shut.
A long set of stairs lead you down into the earth. You travel down for about a full minute before it comes out into a large cavernous room. Ooh. You can see on your left and on your right, there are further passageways leading deeper in. This initial area just has, it's rather than proper like mausoleum, it's just got holes in the wall where you can see corpses have been stored. There's a few corpses around the place. None of them are moving, but you can tell that they quite obviously had been recently.
Okay. In Dwarven.
Passageway to your left, passageway to your right.
And in Dwarven, anyone awake and tell me which way to go? I don't like making decisions in Dwarven. In Dwarven, that's how you speak in Dwarven.
Your voice carries and echoes around this large space, but there is no response.
Okay. In Dwarven, I'm gonna lead Johnny Tomatoes to the left because I'm a left leaner, you know.
Right. So to traverse this space, you've got to navigate around corpses. Are you making an effort not to touch any of them?
Yeah, big time.
All right, that'll be a check from both of you.
Oh, no.
They're thick on the floor.
I love thick bodies.
Stop turning me on.
Okay, I've got good news and I've got bad news. What do you want to hear first?
Bad.
Yeah, hit us with that bad news, baby.
All right. Hot
Is
gob.
It that we're still going?
Hot gob, you trip over one body and land on another. The good news is...
Oh, no! I tripped! Oh, no, I landed on this body. Uh-oh, bad news!
The good news is, Johnny Tomatoes, you don't do that. Hot Gob, you are face-to-face with the half-decayed face of a dwarf. The dwarf's eyes shoot open, and then from its cavernous, evil mouth, you hear... a death rattle.
Excuse you.
And we're gonna go to initiative. So combat is beginning. Several of the corpses get up and you're gonna have to fight.
Our first fight!
Fight in Dwarven!
So the way it works is, where combat works, is that we take turns.
Okay.
That I roll to see who's going first, who's going second, yada yada yada. And then on your turn, you can move and do a thing, basically.
Look, I don't want to break the game, but I think something quite fucking crazy just happened if I'm looking at this right. Did you just roll 1, 2, and 3
I did,
on separate?
Yeah. It's very funny.
That's fucked up. You didn't even react.
I guess.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. That's
well,
impressive.
One in 40,000 chance or something like that?
Like rolling 1, 2, 3 in succession.
This is huge. This only bodes well for us.
Yeah, and that's a 20-sided die as well. That's fucked up.
Man, those odds are a million to one.
Hot Gob and Johnny Tomatoes, a rare thing is happening.
Johnny Tomatoes. Oh, sorry, God.
The two of you have to go at, well, you can't go at the same time, but you rolled the same thing. So, can I just quickly get you to play Paper, Scissors, Rock to determine who's going first?
Absolutely. Paper, Scissors, Rock. Paper, Scissors, Rock. Paper, Scissors, Rock.
Okay, there we go. Hot Gob, you will... I just need to write everything down. Hot Gob, you'll be going first, though.
All right. A good Hot Gob up.
All right. Hot Gob, you're first. What would you like to do? You're face-to-face lying on the floor.
Great. Time for my signature move, the gobby.
That's a classic for a reason.
My word.
What I need to do is, what am I doing? Am I battling?
Yes. So on
I
a turn.
I could ask them a nice question. No, we're battling. Okay.
On a turn, you can imagine breaking it up into two spots. You can move and you can do a thing. That thing could be casting a spell or hitting someone with a weapon.
Okay.
Or be kind of anything else you could think of.
I could try to remember, they get killed with fire and stabbing or just fire. How do we kill them?
Fire or stabbing would both work. Yeah.
All right. Or maybe I'll take my land on top of him. I'm gonna stab him.
All right.
I'm gonna try and take my fancy little dagger, whoopacha, and run it across. You know their big cavernous eyes.
Yes.
I'm gonna take my aim is to take my dagger, stab it through one of them eyes, pin that head to the ground through the eye hole.
That your ice knife? Is that the knife that you're talking about?
I've got a few weapons.
Yes. You have a great club, which is a two-handed club.
It's so great.
You've got a hand axe. You could primal savagery. It's actually down the bottom on the right-hand side.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. I'm going
to... Wow. Primal savagery.
Right? Because I can grow really long nails. So let's do that. Let's do primal savagery.
Okay.
So I'm gonna grow my nails like... a-pacha! And then I'm going to stab him through his eye holes with like... Imagine... You know, like the claw game? So I'm going to take...
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to imagine the claw is out, and then I'm going to bring it together pshoom, with my hands, and I have really long nails, and then that goes into their eye, so it's like one really big pointed...
Pshoom. All right, that
makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your claws as well, they drip with acid, and you start slashing, like you said, down at the creature.
Get away! Stop!
That's a hit.
Oh, acid!
You deal... Wow, holy shit. You deal 16 points of acid damage. You
Gobby!
The corpse is destroyed. You melt half of it away. It stops moving.
And the first time I destroyed a body underneath me.
Whoa!
With acid.
With your signature move, the gobby. I understand. Don't worry. My mind didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Johnny, you see three other bodies are beginning to shift and move.
Okay, so outside of game, question for the DM. So touching them has woken everyone up, I'm assuming.
Everybody?
So I can keep talking. Yeah. I can talk now?
Oh, not all of them. Some of them are moving, but not all of them. You can talk if you want.
I won't risk
it. You don't know if that's going to make things worse.
Yeah.
Do you have any silence spells?
If I could cast a silence spell on myself, my God.
Yeah. Don't say that. I like who you are. Own it.
I reckon I'll probably just cast a fireball.
Okay.
A fireball has way too much splash damage, in which case, no, I use my...
No, you can angle it. All right, so you can angle it one of two ways.
Actually, I got a crossbow. Oh, that's dangerous too, because I can't control where the arrow would go.
So what? If you...
Oh, I mean, I can, but if I miss...
I mean, that's true of any weapon.
Yeah, is true.
If you
I don't know
to
why
come...
a crossbow feels more dangerous than a knife.
I get that.
Because you can miss with a knife quite
easily. Yeah.
But knife, it feels like you're less likely to hit someone else. I get it.
I guess I will just pull out my dagger and start stabbing.
Okay, dagger, that's fine.
Oh, that's always...
Yeah.
It's what they go to first.
Yeah.
Classic. You hit with the dagger. It's not going to do nearly as much damage, but it's not nothing. You deal 3 points of damage. You stab the dagger down into the head of one of the dwarves' corpses as they start getting to their feet. So, it's the zombies' turn. There's three of them, two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the zombies are going to, just because they're closer, they're going to attack you, Hot Gob. So they roll.
I think you can take them.
Me too.
Both of them roll to attack you. And one of them lunges at you, but you take a couple steps back. The other one grabs you from behind. It's good.
Get off me!
It tries to sink its teeth into you, but it's unable to. You're hunchback. You have a hunchback, right?
I do have a hunchback.
Your hunchback saves you.
It's my... yes, I knew it would come in handy.
But its claws, its hands rake across you, and its dead fingernails dig their way into you.
Ouch!
You take 2 points of damage.
You fuck!
So, your total hit points are 43. You have 43 hit points. You lose 2 hit points.
Oh, I can handle that.
Yeah. And then one of them attacks you, Johnny.
Huh. I have significantly less hit points.
Luckily, it still misses you. Another one lunges for you, tries to grab at you, but you also just take a couple of... a couple steps back.
Sorry,
yeah.
I had to cough. That's me, Hot Gob.
Hot Gob, there's a zombie in front and a zombie grabbing you from behind. What do you want to do?
A zombie in front of me and a zombie grabbing me from behind. Right. Okay, I'm small but mighty. And mm-hmm. I would like to flip. I would like to flip the one behind me, like grab his hands and like kind of like Xena him like over my head. And so he like power slams into the one in front of me. So I hit one with the other one, like bang. And then I stand on the top of them in my boots and I go, that's how you Hot Gob it.
So you roll and you get a critical hit, which is very good.
Oh, good.
Yes.
That's the best thing you can do.
Thank you. I like to fight.
I don't think that. This one or this one? Yes. Okay. So you.
And as I do it, I want the song to play. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down.
You grab the one behind you.
That's a critical hit.
The acid, you get an eruption of magical energy. The acid channeling through your arms and into your hands.
Great choice of eruption.
It explodes outwards. You deal 30 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I do it in 5.
When you bring your hands back over to throw the zombie, you realize the acid has destroyed. There is nothing left of this corpse to hit the other one. You do no damage to the other one, but you slag the one you grabbed.
Okay. That's great. You slag. Okay, so I've got one down. Johnny Tomatoes, I said in Dwarven.
Yeah, and
Johnny.
I give you a thumbs up because I still am a bit scared to speak just in case.
Have you been speaking in Dwarven?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't understand what she's saying.
I have absolutely no idea what the fuck is going on, except that we're being attacked.
All right, it's your turn, Johnny.
I'm just going to keep stabbing with my dagger.
All right.
But
Stab.
Stab, everybody. But every time we sing together, it's real singing because that is the universal language.
You stab down again with your dagger.
Yeah.
You stab once again into the zombie's brain, wriggle it around.
Oh, yeah.
The corpse That's jerks the trick. Once. And when you drag the dagger out, it falls backwards. You've taken out another one. So there's only one left.
And one in front of Hot Gob in Dwarven.
It attacks you, Hot Gob. And what's your armor class? Unfortunately, that's a hit.
Oh.
So it grabs you. It grabs you by the shoulders, and you have no hunch to protect you this time.
No!
You take 3 points of damage. It sinks its teeth into your
throat. My shoulder hunch is removed. This is the biggest mistake of my life. Wait, where did it go? Into my head?
Into your neck.
Into my neck.
Yeah.
You
take another 3 points. Thankfully, dwarven teeth are like human teeth. They're not really made to do this.
Also, I have like my skin is so leathery and it's got so many folds. It just kind of like wraps around their teeth.
Hot Cob, it's your turn.
Okay. So I got teeth on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not into it. So let's see. If I wasn't into teeth on my neck. But do I still have my primal savagery going on?
It's yes. It's a very toothy experience.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
I've heard bad things about that.
Can be. So let's say... So they're on my neck, like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I grow my fangs with my primal savagery? So I just go... And like stabs them with my big fangs?
You can try. So, absolutely.
Anyone listening did me?
I haven't thought about that. Yeah. What you're doing is you're trying to angle your open mouth so that the growing fangs... Get the...
Stab them.
Yeah. Stab in. Christ, it works.
Hot Gob!
Another victory for Hot Gob.
Your hands become normal and you grow fangs that also drip acid and you destroy the zombie's head.
Another win for Hot Gob.
Hot Gob!
Hot Gob! Hot Gob! Hot Gob!
That destroys the last of them.
Also, Hot Gob is dwarven for beautiful ladies, so he's allowed to say Hot Gob.
Okay.
That's the only phrase I've been taught. Hot Gob! Hot Gob! Hot Gob!
Beautiful lady!
Wow, that's a beautiful lady, is pretty much what I'm chanting.
Sure.
It was nice to do the voice again. Still got it. Was worried. Didn't talk for a bit. Could have been just gone forever.
I felt the accent in your thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right.
Hoo-ha!
There's a path to your left and a path to your right.
This is a real brouhaha, if you know what I mean.
The reduction in the amount of corpses means that you can now walk without having to roll.
Okay, perfect.
Great. Let's walk to the left,
All right, you head to the left.
Everywhere we go is walking to the left.
We can communicate as long as it's a dog. Johnny Tomatoes are going to the left.
The left passageway has many detours and all of them send you into ballooned out areas where more bodies have been interred.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the passageway on the left-hand side, you can see it's been getting darker and darker as you have been going further and further. But you can see a light at the end of this passageway. You can, if you want, try to search all of these little areas or you can head straight for the light. Which would you rather do? Or a third thing that you could think of.
So there was head towards the light and head towards the...
Or just search these little cavernous areas.
So we're looking for the founder? Are they going to be in a basic bitch area?
You're not sure.
But also light, to me, suggests outside.
And that suggests no zombies.
Yeah, that suggests, oh no, we walked through the whole mausoleum?
I think we're decided. Let's go look amongst the bods.
Let's
check out some bods.
Yeah.
So it's very, very dark in this area. I'm just
call us the
check.
UBI, Undead Body Inspectors.
I'm getting that on a t-shirt.
Oh, good idea.
Both of you have dark vision, thankfully, so you can see there are more corpses scattered around. You're going to have to try to avoid them again.
Did we avoid them?
This time, yes. You're a little bit more careful. And the bodies are a little bit more sparse.
Oh, no, I'm falling. Just kidding.
You see no one here of any... You would assume the founder of a clan would be buried with some pomp, mm-hmm. and you find nothing other than
Do we find any circumstance?
Or just pomp?
I mean, well, everything is circumstance.
It's lacking pomp and circumstance is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you find no pomp nor circumstance.
Mm. Frills?
Maybe a little bit, but not enough. Okay. Not enough to justify the founder of a clan, no. You searched this area with the exception of... You get a little bit closer, a little bit closer, a little bit closer. You see that light is not the outside. It looks like one small chamber with many candles.
Well, that looks like the way to go.
That's where we're going.
All right.
Why do we waste all this time? Yes.
You eventually make, or you get to that area, and it is
candles, flames. Sorry, keep going.
It is one room, not very big, especially not compared to the other ones. Basically, only big enough for a stone sarcophagus that bears the image of a dwarf. The stone sarcophagus has been shifted a little bit, like it's been opened recently.
Also, I can walk through stone, so if anybody goes there, or just lay down on stone. I can see what's up. Anyway, so what are we? We're in a room with candles and a stone sarcophagus that's been shifted.
Yes.
Okay.
I think maybe we should investigate, see if the body's still in there.
Yeah, okay. How about I go through stone and I see if anything's inside there.
Check if they're there by lying directly on top of them.
Yeah.
Smart.
I love lying on hard stone, you know?
You cast meld into stone.
Meld.
And then you pass... through?
You have to push a little bit.
Yeah.
You pass through the stone sarcophagus to get inside.
Like a little worm.
That is the classic. That's like the worm noise.
That's a very similar experience to when you fell onto that corpse before. There is a body inside and you are now lying on top of it.
I'm on it?
Yeah, you're lying on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Touching them wakes them up.
God.
That's right. This one's nice. Yeah.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.